I want to thank everybody for being here on such short notice. We apologize for that, and I do appreciate you all taking the time to come here. We're here today to introduce the two newest members of the Tennessee Titans, Nate Washington, Tiffin College, formerly of Pittsburgh, Javon Hay, formerly of Tampa, from Vanderbilt. And these are two young men that we targeted in free agency. That, you know, they were important to us, and we're really excited to have them here. We think they'll fit in well with the rest of the Titan team and make us a better team. So this is a big day for us, and we're excited.
You know, our process started weeks and weeks ago once the season was over, and we identified a number of players that we felt like could come in and contribute immediately. And as the case with Javon, Javon was a restricted free agent last year, so we did a lot of work on Javon. You didn't know that, but we did a lot of work with him last year. And then, of course, identifying the receiver position as a need position in free agency. We did a lot of work on Nate, and we're just thrilled that we're able to get things done. So I have to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Adams for giving us this opportunity, Mike and Ben for the work that they've done, and, of course, both of their representatives for putting us in a position where we get it done in such a timely fashion. So we're off to a great start. Both of them are going to play for us and play a lot and be productive for us. Nate, we played against Nate, obviously, this year and watched a lot of tape as we were preparing for the Steelers. And we're concerned of him as an opponent, but glad to have him now running down the field, catching passes. And Javon, on the other hand, is you know, he had six sacks in 07. Last year, battled through a lot of injuries, and we feel we'll get him back to 100% and be very productive for us. So with that, I'll open it to questions.
Hey, what did you learn? What types of things did you learn playing the guy behind guys like Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward while you were with the Steelers?
I think the main thing that I learned is patience. You know, in Pittsburgh, you know, their offense is pretty much carbon copy of the offense here. You know, have opportunities, and when you have opportunities, you have to seize them. You know, playing behind those two guys, you understand and know that they're going to get majority of the offense, but at the same time, you know, you're going to have your opportunity. So in saying that, I think for the most part, I learned patience. You know, I learned how to be patient in my route running, be patient enough to let them get into their routes enough to, you know, if I am open, give an opportunity for the quarterback to look at those two, then find me, you know. And I kind of understood that. You know, it made me humble, and it made me understand the type of things that can go on when you play team ball. You know, we play together up there, so it's hopefully I can bring that here, you know, make these guys understand, you know, as long as we play together, we'll be unstoppable.
Javon, what does it mean to you to have a chance to come back to Nashville and play here where you're obviously very familiar?
It means a lot, you know. I say to myself now, you know, I'm back home. You know, this is a place where I visited often during Super Bowl weekend. This is where I was the whole week. So, I mean, it feels good. You know, Vanderbilt's right up the street. Have a lot of friends here, and, you know, just have an opportunity to play for a great organization. You know, that was key in the decision.
Nate, obviously the evaluation process is a two-way street. They identified you. What did you identify about the organization here that made this the right call?
I think for the most part, you know, it's like I said, Tennessee is pretty much, their organization here is pretty much carbon copy of Pittsburgh. You know, they run pretty much the same offense, and it would be the same opportunity that I would have even if I stayed in Pittsburgh. You know, just engaged on the other side, and they have a great running game here, you know, with their offensive line being the way that they are, and they have a great quarterback, and then the stand-up defense that they have, you know. So I really wasn't losing coming here. I was coming pretty much leaving Pittsburgh, coming to Pittsburgh. But this is Tennessee, and I'm happy to be in blue, you know, and I'm happy to be having a new beginning.
Javon, coming here, got a lot of big shoes to fill after Hanford leaving. Talk about that process, stepping in for a pretty good player.
I mean, Albert was, you know, he was a great player. You know, he did many great things, you know, here in Tennessee, but you know, I'm not coming in this position as you know, replacing him, filling his shoes. I'm just going to be me. You know, whatever I have to offer is what I'm going to give. I don't see it as, you know, replacing Albert. I don't think you could ever replace Albert. You know, he's a big, massive guy. You know, he's a great football player. I'm just looking forward to make my own name, and you know, maybe hopefully one day somebody else can say the same.
Last year a little rough for you compared to the year before?
Yep. I mean, you know, a few injuries. I don't want to make excuses. There was other situations that led to it. But just happy for a new beginning. You know, just start over. Healthy, you know, new team, new players, new coaches I got to learn. And just want to let the past be the past. And work on today and the future.
What kind of injuries were you battling through last year?
It was a few. I mean, it's just, you know, between my groin and my knee. I mean, it's just little knacks that I fought through where, you know, some other guys may have, you know, taken a few weeks off. I decided to play through it because, you know, that's all I wanted to do, all I know how to do.
Is it a good thing for a Commodore to replace a ball on defense at lunch?
I mean, if you want to say so, but I mean, it's just good to be back.
Made no easy task looking back 2005 where you were at, summer 2005 where you're at now. Talk about that, the long path on undrafted free agent where you're at now.
You know, I think everybody has their own road, you know, and I took my road and accepted it for what it was. You know, I understand that we all can't be first round, first picks, you know, and in saying that, it's helped me out and it's helped me understand this game so much more. It's helped me understand the position that I'm in now. You know, I understand that there's going to be still a lot of voids in my game that I can get better with. And, you know, and I feel that this coaching staff and this organization is a place to help me get better. You know, I think at this point in my career, you know, coming from the place that I've came from as an undrafted free agent, of course, it's been a long road, you know. But like I said, it's not going to stop, you know. And I don't think the road stops here. I think my game will do nothing but elevate. And as long as these guys in this locker room and this coaching staff, you know, this great coaching staff that's here, you know, they believe in me, you know, we're going to go far.
Nate, how much do you look at this as an opportunity to kind of become a go-to guy, be the lead guy and wide receiver?
This is the opportunity that I waited for. You know, I told Coach Fisher earlier, I didn't want to go to a team where I felt like I needed to go there and be God, because I don't feel like that's not the situation that I'm in now. You know, just as well as I'm going to be able to teach these guys a lot of things, there's going to be a lot of things that, of course, that I'm going to learn from them. You know, even with the younger guys that I'll be playing with and the opportunities that we'll both be getting. But at the same time, you know, this is the dream that I've waited for when I step foot on the field, you know, in the NFL field. And in the same breath, I'm ready for that opportunity and I'm ready for that responsibility to step in and be a number one type of receiver.
Jeff, does Nate bring maybe a speed dynamic that you haven't had maybe since Ty Calico was here? And how does that potentially change the game offensively?
Well, you know, the more speed you have at all positions, the better off you are. And he clearly can run. He runs very well. He run by a lot of good defensive players this past year. And so the speed is a bonus, but he's a football player, and that's what you need at the position. Makes catches and can get open, and I'll let that one go. But he's, you know, he's going to be productive. You know, he can run, understands, can get open, blocks, and does everything that you want to do.
Last few times we've been here, last couple of years, you guys continue bringing the pedigree guys from winning organizations, that sort of thing. Does this follow suit with sort of the plan you guys have in place for you?
Well, our locker room clearly is very, very important, and there's no question that both of these guys fit, and that's important to us. You know, they've checked. They know what our locker room's about. We know what they're about, and that's important. So they're going to fit in well, work well with their teammates, and be a big part of the future success.
Jeff, do you feel like you got your Christmas shopping done earlier? You got a few more?
There's still some things to be done. Very, very impressed with, you know, with Mike and his staff and how they handle things over a tough weekend. And so we're off to a good start. That doesn't mean to say we'll be active tomorrow, but we're doing our work. But there's still some work to be done.
What's the dynamic going to be like with Javon and Jason Jones at the year he had last year? Those two guys
and Tony Brown. Yeah. I don't need to say any more, but we're good at the tackle position right now. We're good, and we're going to rotate. There will not be any drop off. And just Javon said, you don't replace Albert, but you know, we had interest in him last year when we had Albert. We re-signed Albert. We still would have had interest in him just to fill that spot, because it's a very, very important position to us.
Jeff, have you been able to figure out yet how an agent, a team, hammer out a $100 million deal in about 5.5 hours?
You know what? They clearly worked a deal, and it was good for Albert, and must have been good for Washington. That's all I can say.
Mike, do you give any thought to the whole tampering thing? And is that anything you would pursue? Anything to be gained?
Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, at some point it is kind of, you know, we were interested in signing Albert. We tried to sign, and unfortunately it didn't work out. And, you know, it's always something we can address with the league. But at this point in time, we're more focused on the two gentlemen here today, quite honestly. This is kind of their day.
Anything else?
Can you talk a little bit about, can you give us an update maybe on where you are with some of your other guys that you maybe have an interest in bringing back, Chris Carr, Chris Sims, some of the other guys?
Yeah, there's a number of our own guys that we'd like to bring back. You know, we're in contact with those guys, and, you know, the market's kind of going on, and we'll continue to monitor them and see how it works out.
Are you still waiting on a decision with Craig, or are you?
Craig Hendrick will, for all intents and purposes, be our punter again this year.
Yeah, Craig is coming back.
Yes? Hey, Nate, what can you tell us about Tiffin University?
You almost made it through.
Oh, man. Tiffin University, man. It's about a block and a half long. It's a very small school. You know, for the most part, it's a very homie type of school. You know, everybody knows everybody. And then saying that, you know, everybody stays out of trouble for the most part. You know, it's a very small town, you know, where the people there actually take care of, you know. And it's a city very proud of their own. You know, they've done a great job since I've been in the league, no matter whether it was a Super Bowl, you know, parade, to, you know, just calling me to congratulate me on a season well done. You know, they've done a great job of giving back to me just as well as I work hard to put them on the map. So they're very proud of what I've done in the league, you know, and I'm very happy to say I'm representing Tiffin University.
What was the enrollment there?
Maybe like 2,400, maybe. I really don't know. I really don't know the exact number, but I was just there for school. It was a good education. It was a great school to learn. I didn't have any troubles, any distractions to get in, you know. So it was a great opportunity for me to go there and stay focused on what I was supposed to be there for.
There's a good chance you're going to be hearing from him real soon.
Just dating. Move on.